on the island of Kauai. So what does this do? I'll tell you, folks. It gives you far less gas mileage, minimum of 6 miles more, less gas mileage than using the premium. Okay? So, you can figure it out. It costs you more money using the regular. But, it does damage the engine. Let me explain a little bit about fuel. It's a little complicated, and we in America too lazy to look at history. For those of you that have the time, go check it out. Back in the 60s, the lowest octane, the regular, was 98. Any of you know that? Regular was 98. And when you drove your car up to the poly, up the hills, it pings on 98. So people ran 104. They ran the premium. Well, back in them days, they call it ethyl. Okay? I don't know why they call it ethyl. Why not Margaret or Jane or Betty? Anyway, the premium was called ethyl. It had 104. With that octane, there was no pinging. Well, in 1975, they came out with this idea to take lead out of the gas and make the gas unleaded. But the whole motive to the whole picture was not about leaded or unleaded. They wanted to drop the octane because octane gave you gas mileage. The oil companies want to make money, so they dropped the octane. The premium, or ethyl, became 92. And the regular dropped from 98 to 87. Now, if your cars couldn't run on 98, how in the heck are you going to run on 87? Or 92. Well, anybody out there figure that out? Very simple. They added MTBE. That chemical is called anti-knock. It helps take away the pinging sound when you go uphill. Okay? In 2004 or 2005, right in that area, EPA came out and said, the oil company has to take out this chemical called MTBE because it's very high cancer. Well, I'll tell you something, folks. There's a lot of things we have in our life that cause cancer. Aside from that. So they took it out. Something had to replace it that wasn't going to be cancer causing. And that's ethanol. 10% ethanol acted as your anti-knock. Okay? So for those of you who don't like ethanol, want that taken out, did you bother to ask what they're putting in for anti-knock? Huh? Did anybody ask that? No. They just don't like the ethanol. Well, let me tell you what they did. Before they came out with put 10% ethanol into the gas, I wanted to know what kind of performance gain I would get with 10% ethanol. So, I put it in several cars, 10%. All different grades and all different brands of gas. And the cars all picked up a minimum of 8 miles more per gallon using 10% ethanol. Well, oil companies don't want that to happen. So they asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane. And the state said, okay, go lower it. So they did. Then they said they couldn't measure 10% ethanol. Now, if our politicians really work for us and think about our welfare. They would have said, if you cannot measure 10%, how in the world are you measuring the blending of the gasoline? Does that make sense, folks? Nobody asked that. So they made new stickers, and on the stickers it says, up to 10% ethanol. Now, let me tell you what they're doing. They're killing the ethanol before they put it into the gas. And whatever chemical they're using to kill the ethanol is the ethanol. It is the problem with the deterioration of seals, gaskets, rubber, everything. It's not the ethanol. How can ethanol destroy anything if you're able to drink it? Yes, folks, you can drink ethanol. Ethanol is vodka. Go look on the back of the vodka bottle. It says the ingredients, ethanol and water. Well, that's the same as moonshine. Okolehao. Bootleg liquor. Or whatever you call it. The scientific name is ethanol. Ladies, expensive face creams based with ethanol. You go in for surgery, they clean you with ethanol. If you have gumshoe foot, you soak your feet in ethanol and it cleans it all off. So how can it destroy rubber and all that? If it destroys everything, you stick your foot in it, you lost your foot. It's common sense. And people always saying that ethanol is no good. You know, my answer is, come prove it to me. Give me a call and come prove it to me that it's the ethanol that's damaging everything. If you go into court, and you say so-and-so damaged my property, the judge is going to, and the jury is going to ask you for proof. And you cannot just say, oh, but I know. No, it don't fly that way. You got to prove it. So, I get upset when people just go off saying what they like about, what they don't like about ethanol. And they have no proof. The simple answer I have is show me the proof. I have mine. Where's yours? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so any questions on that? You know, I hope I cleared the air on where ethanol played in this role. And by the way, Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955. And they're going strong. Ethanol brought them out of third world. And now, I think they got more money than the USA. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Next week, Saturday, I'll be broadcasting from the island of Kauai from the Kukui Grove Center. They're going to have a car show there on Saturday. It's Saturday, not Sunday now. And the car show will start at 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. So if you're planning to bring a car to the show, make sure you get there early. They're setting up at 9 a.m., 9 in the morning, okay? If I was you, if you're going to take a car, go in earlier than 9. They're going to have a lot of cars there. They're going to have live entertainment, prize giveaways, and even more. So if you're planning to attend that and you live on Kauai, or if you want to fly over, you know, go early. If you have any questions, call Harvey Maeda at 651-2813, 651-2813, or Richard Aki at 482-0688, 482-0688. Okay? That's at the Kukui Grove Center. Lots and lots of cars there. And we'll broadcast from Kukui Grove Center at the same time. And I'm gonna put on a fuel demonstration to compare gasoline against ethanol at 11 o'clock. Okay? So
we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob here, George. How's everything?
Oh, not too bad.
See, you're pretty worked up on the ethanol stuff.
Well, it's because people don't understand what it is, and they're blaming the wrong thing.
Well, you know, my friends that know I'm on the show with you try to challenge me on it, and you know what my answer is? When somebody says ethanol makes your hoses, your fuel hoses all leak. And I said, okay, so we've been running ethanol now in Hawaii, what, 4 or 5 years?
Ever since 06.
So wouldn't everybody's cars be broken down by now and nobody be driving around?
That's right.
I mean, I'm not saying I know all the answers, but that I just look at, sure, okay, your hose leaked or your fuel pump went bad. And then you say, it's because ethanol. Then I say, well, then everybody should be changing their fuel pumps.
That's right.
And then they go, oh, yeah, everybody is. And I go, nobody I know except for you, but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if the cars are breaking down, then people would know. And, you know, like you said, when your car breaks down, the most hardest thing to accept, and you know it because you work on cars, is things break. And everybody will tell you, but it worked yesterday. Well, yeah, it worked. You know, like you come out in the morning and you start your car and it doesn't start.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you say, well, that's odd. It started yesterday. Well, yeah, but it broke now. I mean, it, you know what I'm saying. It's just...
So, people don't have common sense.
So the part I'm trying to get to you is don't get too upset. It's the nature of people. They're like a, you know, cause and effect. You always want to blame something, you know, things happen and you want a reason.
Mm-hmm. That's why Brickwood Galateria said, don't push it. Let them break the car. It's more for you, more business.
Right, yeah. Well, like I said, if that was the case,
I don't look at it that way.
I know. That's why you do a great job. So my statement, though, I really wanted to talk about is air hose etiquette. And I noticed this because I go and check my tires, you know, like once a month, like we all should. and sometimes I'm waiting, and people, why do you throw the air hose down when you're done? It just, you know, this, and some of them have the little tire pressure gauge in them. Most of them are broken off because people, I noticed that, they get finished and they just fling the thing in the air and jump in the car and drive off. Just another thing to just, you know, people just don't care about stuff that's not theirs, it seems. You got to take care of everything.
No,
they
don't.
And then when you go there and it's broken and you're mad because it's broken. You're like, oh, why is the air hose broken? And my friend George says he's got to fix his air hose like once a month. People run over it. They throw it. Folks, and they're giving it to you free. So could you at least show a little respect for it? Okay, I'm done. As always, take care of your car or take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Who's next?
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. I just wanted to give you some good news. I don't know if the listeners were aware of this, but on May 23rd, I was in a rear-end collision where I got rear-ended in rush hour traffic on Kalani-Anaoli Highway. I just got the good news from our friends at Autotech that the State Farm, who's the wrongful party, has decided to repair the damages, even though it's racked up as much as $4,900. But Autotech has been given the okay to go fix it. But I guess the point I'm making is that that was probably the biggest high for me for the week, that knowing that not only am I going to get a fixed car, I know it's going to be properly fixed in the hands of Autotech. And the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, those people at Autotech were very cordial. The day I bring the car in, yep, they had my name, paperwork, all ready to go. Okay, just leave your keys here and we'll take care of the rest.
When is your car going to finish?
Their target date is the middle of this month.
Okay.
The target date is the middle of this month. But, you know, on the other hand, the other point I was going to make was that push came to shove, that this car was declared a total loss. Not a problem, because there's always our friends at Maui Toyota where I could have bought a brand spanking new car from.
Yeah. That's an idea.
They're going to end up fixing the vehicle, but I just wanted, you know, to say that, you know, see how, you know, I try my best to patronize our sponsors who support this show.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Remember, I'm going to be on the island of Kauai next week, Saturday. So we'll broadcast the show live from Kauai. Okay? So, anyway. I'd like to give away some gas cards, Shell gas cards. And the Shell station that we recommend is Pa'ola Valley, right next to the freeway. Okay? Are you going to run the same trivia?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's a good one, because they're never going to guess it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, in 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number 2?
Yeah, give them a hint on which streets is not in there.
It was Kapi'olani, Beartania, and what was that on? South King Street.
South King Street is not included.
No.
What about Ala Moana?
Not Ala Moana.
Okay. That's pretty much taken out all the east-west streets. You got North King Street. Did you see Beartania?
Yes, I said not Beartania.
North and South Beartania, no.
No.
Lona Lilo.
No.
Well, there you go, folks. Just about every street, north, east, west, is no. So, What else street you got? Go figure that out. And it's only in Honolulu, right?
Yes.
Okay, what do you call Honolulu from where to where?
Not in Kaimuki. Well, I mean, any place that has a 968 zip code is considered Honolulu.
968?
Yes.
I don't know where 968 is.
So it goes all the way out to Hawaii Kai, but I'm just saying in not all the way out to Hawaii Kai, so not past, it's not past Kaimuki.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a whole bunch of streets. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And the prize is a Shell gas card. Okay? And if you want to buy that good raw purple oil, you can buy it from Crestec Cleaning Center. Excuse me. They just told me, one customer told me he bought the last four bottles. So, I guess you gotta wait until Monday for Billy to get some more from the warehouse to put in the store. Billy has that good raw purple motor oil that has high metal protector. That's Billy from Crestec Cleaning Center on Kapiolani Boulevard. They moved. They're on Kapiolani Boulevard next to McKinley Car Wash, okay? Okay, so the one thing that I wanted to bring up to you that bothered me is the Governor Abercrombie is being endorsed by the unions. And why are the unions endorsing him when he said on television he don't care about the people? How many of you heard that? He don't care, about the people. No, I don't know about you, but I don't want that as a leader. Okay, who's next?
We have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi, George. Thanks for taking my call. What about River Street and Nimitz Highway?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, okay, thanks.
We have Sue from Kapalama.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Is it the hotel in Bishop?
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hotel in Bishop. Oh, there is still a hotel street, yeah? Only buses go on that, though. But back then, everybody could drive on it. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Yeah, that car show at the Kukui Grove Shopping Center in Lihue is one big car show for Kauai. And they have lots and lots of nice cars. And it's too bad that shipping cars between islands wasn't cheaper. They would have more cars going there. Anyway, give us a call if you have the answer to the trivia. And I don't think anybody's going to guess it. Okay, who's next?
We have Pete from Hualualoa.
Keith.
Pete.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I'm calling back again because I listen to what you have to say, and I've been checking around the Kona area for a Shell station, and I don't think there is one here. I also went down to the other Tostoro station, and they have ethanol in their gas, but their prices are about 40 cents a gallon more than Costco. So I'm going to stick with Costco with their super gas and ethanol in it. Do you have any comments?
You know what the octane is?
Yeah, 92.
No, it's not.
Well, it's the best I can find.
The thing with Hawaii, the label you see on the pump is wrong.
Okay, I go along with that.
Okay, the state never ever in the history of Hawaii ever tested the gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
They test for the quantity, you know, the amount, to make sure the meter is selling you a gallon of gas for a gallon of gas.
Right.
But they never ever check the octane.
Yeah, I was listening to your opening comments, and I appreciate them.
You know, and I think this is wrong. I try to call EPA in San Francisco, and they won't do anything about it.
Wasn't it Dianne Feinstein who voted to have the MTBE put into the gasoline?
They had to put it in for the anti-knock.
Right.
And
it was eating up all the gaskets and
no.
Fuel lines and such?
No. The MTBE didn't eat up anything. That was before ethanol came into play.
Okay.
They had to take it out because it's high cancer.
Oh, yeah.
For their information, everything petroleum from in the ground is cancerous.
Okay.
So, you know, let's get real here. And if that is so, let's get rid of that bloody oil and just go with ethanol because it's clean.
There you go.
You know, there's another caller called in before said that I guess on Kuakini Highway, there's a Shell station in Kona.
Oh.
Where is there a Shell?
Kuakini Highway.
Kuakini and Palani, I think it is.
Yeah.
And I think that station went out of business.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Then use the Tesoro.
I went to Tesoro, and their prices are about 47 cents a gallon more than Costco is for the same gas.
Well, you do the tests, take your mileage,
yeah,
and do it on two tankfuls, and do two tankfuls of the Tesoro, and see which one gives you the best gas mileage.
Okay, I will do that.
The Tesoro is 91.
Okay.
The Costco is 84.
Oh, okay.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, so the higher the price is worth the added octane.
You're going to pick up 3 gallons more per tank.
Okay.
And that's far more than 40 cents.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, Pete, listen to the show because the next call is going to tell you where to find it in Kona.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Okay, we have Terry on the line from Kona.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah, he just go a little bit further south on Kuakini Highway. It's right there. It's called Circle K, Shell Station, biggest day.
That's a Shell station?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I hope he's listening.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Aloha. Wow, you see? We got some Akamai listeners out there. Who's next?
Okay, we have Mike from Kihei.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
All right, thank you.
How's Maui?
It's good. It's warm right now.
Warmer? It's putting it mild. It's hot.
Exactly.
What's up?
So I've got a Ford Taurus. It's a 2004. I've never told you this before, but I've had a lot of problems with it, obviously. And my catalytic converter was bad, and I bought a new one and had my guy over here put it in because it was running terrible before with the old cat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been running good, really great now since I had the new one put in. But just last night when I got home from work, I noticed a little noise when I turned the ignition off.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I just started it to come to work right now, it's kind of grinding, making a grinding sound like while it warms up, and then it goes away when I started driving. I was wondering if you might know what you think that might be.
The grinding sound goes away after you drive it?
Yeah, once I started driving, it kind of...
What kind of?
It's kind of a jingling.
What kind of battery you have?
I just put a new battery in it also just a couple months ago. It's one of those green and white ones. I forget the name of it, but...
Interstate?
Right, right.
Okay. The grinding sound that you're hearing most likely is your alternator.
Holy crap. Okay.
Okay. This is a hint for people that want to save money. The stronger... What I mean by stronger, higher amp. The higher amp battery that you have, it will extend the life of the alternator, the life of the starter, and your gas mileage by going to the highest amp you can get.
I see.
All the batteries are 12 volts, but the amperage is the strength of that battery. And the stronger the strength... the longer your electronics lasts.
Okay, so are those Interstate batteries, are they any good?
They're kind of average, mediocre. I recommend the Optima.
Optima?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name brand?
Yes.
Where does Napa carry that?
I don't think so.
Who do you think might carry it?
Costco might have it.
Oh, okay.
If not Costco, then you have access to the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Go look, and they'll show you who's carrying it.
Optima. Okay. So that doesn't necessarily mean that my alternator is bad then, does it?
The alternator is screaming to you, telling you, help, I'm overworking.
Oh.
That's okay. Why when you run it for a while, it goes away, because the battery is charged up.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
So, yeah.
So if I don't put a better battery, then I'm sounds like I'm going to have to, next thing on the list is put a new alternator in.
That's right.
Those are kind of expensive, aren't they?
It depends what you buy.
I see, just like the battery.
Yeah, and if you buy cheap, then you're going to have a short life.
Right. How long do they normally last?
100,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How many miles you got?
I'm looking at, right now, 85 miles.
Yeah, it's going to go.
It's going to go.
Yep. See, if you had an Optima from new... No, you got a long life on that.
Yeah, right. This is like the third battery I've put in it since I've had it.
Hmm.
And it's all. I've also been through like three starters.
There you go.
The stupid oil filter sits right above the starter, and if the oil filter's not super tight, it leaks oil right onto the starter. And
oh,
then
no.
Yeah, so I've gone through like three starters with... from them being saturated from the filter leaking.
You can't put a little shield over the starter?
I'm not a mechanic, but that's a good idea, I'm sure.
I think it had one. Somebody must have took it off.
I see also there. Okay. All right, George. Thanks
okay.
A lot. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Jim from Kalihi.
Jim.
Yeah, hey, George.
Hi.
I was going to say Nu'uanu and hotel.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, can I make one other comment?
Sure.
You know, I just heard that sad commercial, and I know the drunk driver hit a police officer last night out in Makaha. So there's still DUI all over the place.
Oh, yeah. People don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't listen. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I don't either. Just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Aloha. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, drunk drivers kill people every day. You know, and this one where that young girl died. You know. You don't imagine it because you don't think it happens to you until it does. Then it's too late. Why does a human race have to be too late? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 6-7. Okay? If you have the answer to the trivia, or if you have a question, comment, announcement, whatever. Okay? But drilling of the gas tank is a no-no. So please tell you young folks, I guess if they're on drugs, it's kind of hard. It can explode. When they're trying to steal gasoline, okay? I'm going to be on Kauai next Saturday at the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. It's going to be on Saturday, not Sunday, but it's called the Father's Day Car Show. It's on Saturday. That's why I'm going to be there broadcasting from Kauai on Saturday. The car show is from 10 to 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m. And they're going to have live entertainment, prize giveaways, and more stuff. So if you want to, you know, participate, be there by 8 a.m. to set up. If you have questions, call Harvey Maeda at 651-2813. Harvey also has ethanol. If you want to try ethanol, have him bring it to the car show for you. Now, for you people with these classic cars, I recommend putting in 2 gallons of ethanol to 5 gallons of the Sorrel Premium. It'll bring the octane up to 101. It's the cheapest racing fuel you can make. Okay? You just put 5 gallons in a container and put 2 gallons ethanol. It'll bring up the octane to 101. And it will not damage any rubber seals or whatever. I will do a fuel demonstration on Kauai at the Kukui Grove Center at 11 o'clock. And I will show you what everything, you know, the good of ethanol and the bad of gasoline. Okay? So, other than that, try to guess the trivia. I want to give you a Shell gas card, so you got free gasoline. Where is the second most dangerous intersection in Honolulu back in 1930? Okay? Okay. Now, you all know that I am against the seatbelt law. And they're making more seatbelt laws, so seatbelts in the back and, oh, everything. Oh, break time.
Yeah. We'll be right back again with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Alvin from Kapolei.
Hey, Alvin.
Oh, how's it? I just wanted to talk about the ethanol and ethyl, the ethyl corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Ethanol was used commonly as a motor fuel in the 1910s and 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And all over the tropical areas like Cuba, Puerto Rico, Nigeria, and Philippines, that was used as exclusive motor fuel during the 1920s and 30s. And also in Brazil.
Yep.
Now, Brazil was using ethanol up until 1955. That's when the petroleum companies started coming in and introducing, you know, straight gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So from 1955, they stopped using ethanol. Then in the mid-70s, because of the Arab oil boycott, Brazil, they still had the technology and the equipment to manufacture ethanol. So that's when they started putting it back into the gas as an extender. And also, they had a lot of, I think the world price of sugar had collapsed, so they had a lot of spare sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
So from the mid-70s, Brazil was using, a mixture of ethanol and gasoline.
You know how much how many people they employ for the ethanol thing?
And a lot, and they're local people.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
That's right.
And local people, and they're using, the cars that are using that special blend of ethanol were cars manufactured by General Motors, Ford, Volkswagen, and Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So all those manufacturers, they know what they're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you mentioned about the why gasoline is called ethyl. That's because in the 1920s in the United States, ethanol was used as a octane booster. But ethanol cannot be patented because everybody knows how to make it.
Yep.
Every farmer knew how to make it. Every hillbilly knew how to make it.
That's right.
But tetraethyl lead was patented by the Ethyl Corporation and introduced into gasoline. And since it was patented, the price, they can control the price. So they can sell it for a very high markup.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired a well-known radio commentator named Lowell Thomas to make commercials saying how bad ethanol was.
Mm.
Okay. And, you know, Lowell Thomas had a very strong following. Whatever he said, people listened. So that's how they cut down the use of ethanol in the United States. And it was owned by the introduced by the Ethyl Corporation, which was a subsidiary of General Motors.
Hmm.
And that's about the dope I got.
Terrific.
Also, I like to do my research before I call in, so I have the answer for the second most dangerous intersection.
You do?
Yep. Number one was Paloma Junction. Number two was Queen and South.
He got the answer.
He got it.
He got it.
Wow. Fantastic.
That's because I do my research before I speak.
Fantastic.
So what was the answer again?
Queen and South Streets.
Yeah, that's the answer.
I got number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
How come Queen and South Street?
Well, that was in the middle of Kakaako.
Yeah, but I don't see it as being dangerous.
It had an accident rate of 6.7 per 1,000 vehicles.
Really? That's what. That's where KNY service station used to be.
Queen and South. Yeah, next to the. That's next door to the brewery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why should that be so crowded? Maybe that's because it's haunted.
Could be.
That's because there's
a lot of graves in that area.
Yeah, under underground.
Yeah.
It was, the whole area was built over an old cemetery.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic. Okay, give Wanda your information.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, thank
Congratulations.
You.
Okay, who do we have next?
It's Estrella from Nanakuli.
Estella?
Estrella.
Estrella?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I know that you both already got a winner.
What was your answer?
Well, my answer was way off from what he said.
Oh.
Mine was leaky in school.
Oh, yeah. You're way off the area.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for trying anyway.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Wow, we finally got a winner. Who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, George. You tested the Aloha gas, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And theirs is not up to standard.
They go up and down.
Oh, okay. Sometimes they're pretty good and sometimes they're pretty bad.
Yeah, it depends on the tide.
Depends on the tide?
Yeah, high tide, low tide.
How come you say that? you're just joking, huh?
Yeah.
So you said Tesoro is the best?
Tesoro is very stable. It's always right there on the number. The Aloha and the Shell, it varies between stations, and I don't know what's happening. I can't keep up.
Okay. So you would say Tesoro and Aloha would be second?
Shell would be second.
Oh, Shell. Okay, you still with Shell, yeah.
Yeah, but it depends where. The only one that we found, the only Shell station that we found very stable And we cannot say it too loud because they might cut his octane. It's the one in Ta'o Valley.
Oh, okay. The one right next to the highway.
Yeah.
Right next to the poly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. That one is constantly high.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you're saying the Royal Purple motor oil, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You said that has some that has some type of additive in it and some that don't?
Yeah. When Obama became president, he had EPA remove all metal protectors from motor oil in America because he claims that today's cars do not need metal protector. I don't know how he comes to that, but it all engines need metal protector. And Royal Purple has found a way around the law, because if you look on the back of that HPS, High Performance Street Oil, it does not have the SAE sticker. SAE sticker is for the highway standard.
Right.
And because it's not registered as a highway standard oil and off-road oil, they can and they are allowed to put in high metal protector.
And so you look for the SAE or you don't look for it?
You don't want to see the SAE in the back.
Okay, so buy it without the SAE.
Yeah, it has big letters on the front of the bottle. HPS, High Performance Street.
Okay.
And only Crestec Cleaning Center has it.
Wow. And you wouldn't know how much it is, of course.
No, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, so just tell him the one that has the metal protector in it.
That's all he carries.
Oh, okay. So if you happen to get it in the other place, if it says SAE, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so buy it without the SAE.
Yep.
Okay, George. That's
okay.
Very good tip. Thank
you. Okay. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And we already got a winner for a Shell gas card, so, and you got 30 days to get your prize. You don't pick up your prize, it goes back in the hopper and on to the next trivia question. And don't give the next trivia question as the third most dangerous intersection, Wanda, because we already have somebody that knows it. So you got to make up a new trivia question.
I know. He's got the same information I have.
Hmm. Okay, so. Anyway. Next week I'm going to give away two Shell gas cards on Kauai, but it's going to be for the people at the car show. Sorry, listeners. It's not for the listeners. It's for the people attending the car show next week, Saturday. Okay? So, that's two of the prizes that you're going to get in Kauai is Shell gas cards. Okay? So, anyway. I think if we change the law on drunk drivers, that'll cut down on drunk driving. And the law that I want to see put in place is impound their car. Oh.
Okay, real fast, you want to get to Bill again?
Okay.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah, George, on the, right now, you know, on the Freon, would you advise people to put their own Freon in?
No. Really? No, because it can explode in your face and cause a lot of body injury.
Okay, and I know that they have one that has a sealer and one that doesn't have.
No.
The sealer is bad, yeah.
Yes.
The sealer can damage your system.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, George, thanks.
Right. Okay, that's the sign to get out of here and see you next week, Saturday, on Kauai. But until then, folks, please do not drink and drive. And take care of each other. Okay? Don't wait until it's too late. Okay? Drive safely, and we'll see you all on Kauai next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.